The difference between a parka and a coat is the hood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so any hooded coat would be called a parka?
Right.
Okay. Now, if you were to blow your nose, you'd usually
use a handkerchief.
Uh-huh. And what about, are there other terms for things you might wear around your neck?
Still a neckerchief or scarf, collar, or whatever you want.
Did they ever use the term bandana?
Well, yeah, but that was in a, I don't know whether that originated in the cowboys or whether the Mexicans brought that up in this country, but bandanas were used for the neck piece too. But most of the cowboys just used a neckerchief. That was their, it was an overgrown big handkerchief.
I see. Okay, and what about, were there specific types of work clothing that people would wear? Maybe in your profession, maybe you can tell me the different types of work clothing people would wear.
Such as in doing what? You might say each job had a different kind of clothing. Now, if you was a cowboy, you'd wear chaps, boots, and spurs, and a hat, mm-hmm. pair of gloves. Well, if you was a roustabout, you'd wear coveralls, heavy shoes. Most of them are steel-plated, and a cap. And if you're a bike rider, you'd use leather. So what are you looking for?
All of those are great. But what's a roustabout?
Well, that's a gang of men that work in the oil patch, that lay pipelines, dig ditches, make connections. They're just a roustabout crew that goes around and if they're draining a tank or pumping a sump or whatever's necessary, that's what they do.
And
everything that isn't mechanical, that's what they do.
I see. And a bike rider?
Well, that's the guy that rides motorcycles.
Okay, I see. Now, were there different types of gloves they also might wear?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The cowboy, hardly ever find him with anything but a leather glove. And these roustabout crews, they've generally got these, they're a cloth-looking glove, but they're rubber on the inside so they don't get your hands too wet. And plain old ordinary farm boy pitching hay, you know, he'll have flannel gloves. They're a waterproof glove too, but they're warmer. And he generally goes out in a pair of either a heavy coat or insulated coveralls.
I see. And what about the different types of hats?
They vary quite a little bit. If you're dressing up, you have a dress hat, and you have a work hat. And if it's windy area, a lot of people go for caps.
And for cowboys?
Well, they always wear caps. A hat in the summertime and a cap in the wintertime.
Okay, would they ever call those a Stetson?
Or? Oh, yeah, a Stetson is a hat, the brand name of a hat.
I see, so that's a brand name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you weren't using a belt, what would you use to keep your pants up?
Suspenders.
Okay. And the terms you would use for this, you would call these?
The Levi's.
Uh-huh. Are there different types of
Levi's or pants, sure.
Would you use another word besides pants?
Well, overalls.
Okay. Would you ever use the word trousers or?
Well, some people do.
But you don't think you, what?
I hardly ever, I just call them pants or Levi's or what have you.
So do I. Okay, great. Now we'll be talking about foods.
Well, you better get somebody else. All I do with food is eat.
Now, you mentioned before talking about growing corn. How do you eat? I mean, what?
Oh, roasting ears, is that what you're trying to find out? Yeah. Everybody says that. I know my half, my end of that.
Okay. And when you take the cob, what do you pull off the side?
The husk.